This is Janet Peabody. She's 32, a pediatrician. She works in a private practice outside of Chicago.
Hey, little mister. How's that arm? We're going to give him a shot.
Janet graduated from medical school 5 years ago. She says it was tough. Tougher even than she expected. But Janet says medical school wasn't half as hard as high school. That's because Janet's high school was fake. That's right, fake. As in, not real.
There were hallways.
Was it big?
No, it was pretty small, a bunch of girls.
It was all girls' school?
It was all girls' school, yeah.
But it was a put-on. They were all just pretending. My high school was fake.
Today on our program, Phantom High School, people who went to a fake high school, or people whose high school is sank. Act one. Fake Addictorian.
Well, it was just a normal school. We didn't have lockers or anything. It was just desks.
And you had friends like any other?
Yep. We had
with regular
group. Little cliques, little groups of friends.
Fake groups of friends?
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
I don't know. I don't know, but it was.
But how could the teachers have not been A group of people, con artists, actors, and hippies, they'd gotten together and decided to make a fake high school with fake classes, students. Even the books would be fake. Janet got duped for 4 years. Then came graduation, and she was the salutatorian. She gave her speech about hoping for the future and how the Berlin Wall was coming down. Everybody applauded in a way that seemed genuine.
At the time, I thought, wow, this is a really great moment, you know?
Then a funny thing happened. Janet stepped up on the stage to get her diploma, and the diploma crumbled into dust. So did the principal, through disappearing from lasers, and all the students flew away on Japanese Shishiro wings made of dream paper.
What?
The school was made of spiderweb crystals. When it rained, the whole thing disappeared.
I just never went back.
If she had, there would have been just a tomato field and some homeless guy humping a plastic bag and some crows. So let me just say, you went to a high school that was fake for 4 years. And did you ever just want to tell anybody?
No. The only person I ever told was my husband, Dick, and my other husband's brother, Dave.
Then it's recovered, she says. Burned out, doped up, moved into a career in child medicine. But she says she still has her graduation tassel hanging from the rearview mirror as a reminder.
Not everything is what it seems. Now I'm starting to think that my dog might be fake. You know, like a little pony that eats meat with a papier-mâché mask.
Yo, I think school's about to start. Let me feel that. I'm going back to high school.
Okay, so we've all had an experience where something wasn't like it seemed. But what about when it's too much like it seemed? Act two on a program, Help, Help, I'm Drowning. Fred Reland always loved the sea.
I was one of those kids that grew up literally less than 400 miles from the beach. Other kids would go home after school. I would go home and think about the beach.
You really love the beach.
It was my favorite. Second favorite thing in the world.
And your favorite was peeing?
I was always looking for a way to get a go do more related to the ocean, including save the whales.
Fred did do more. By the age of 14, he'd raised $140 for Jacques Cousteau. Seems like a tiny amount now. But back then, you could buy a palm tree for that much.
I wanted to take my ocean loving to another level, and 5 months after my junior year in high school, I saw my first flyer for Semester at Sea.
Seemed like the perfect compromise. Go to high school on the ocean on a full-time aquavocational endeavor.
And that morning, I was late getting ready, and we were very late getting to the pier, thank God.
Why thank God?
When we arrived, it was chaos. There were police cars everywhere. My mom just started screaming, "The high school's sinking." And I just freaked and I started punching in my own windshield from stress. But then I started helping.
Like, it's so weird. Why was your high school sinking?
It was their first year of doing it. So instead of buying a big boat and having classes on the boat, the dummies who run things just put a real high school out on the open water and put pontoons on it.
What's a pontoon?
A pontoon is a...
Yeah, I got it. The pontoons weren't big enough to keep the school afloat.
No way. High schools are leaky.
Okay, so the first day, you show up in your car, there's a high school ready to go.
Yeah, but it's a giant brick building with a bunch of people screaming, and it's sinking. It's sinking into the salt
water. Literally sinking.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny. I mean, there were 1,600 kids on this building that was sinking into the Atlantic Ocean.
This is like Disneyland.
No, it was like horrible. It was like a horrible nightmare.
Horrible cries like a theme park.
No, not like a theme.
So you're just thinking like, this is unreal. This is like a Disney. This is like, I am in a Disney movie here. It was like Captain Nemo.
No.
Can I just, were you sad?
Yeah. I used to think that seahorses could cry. Here I am, and just a big 292-pound seahorse just crying all the way through my couch.
Brad finished high school on land, but he never forgot the day his high school sank because of pontoons. He joined a monastery, a real one, but he was defrocked for sleeping in. Now he makes a living organizing and promoting pinball pajama parties. Next week on This American Life, Call of Duty. What's the strangest place you've ever gone to the bathroom?
I just couldn't hold it anymore. My wife said, they have a bathroom, use it. I don't care if they do have a bathroom. This is the Eiffel Tower.
This American Life is distributed by Public Media International. It's made possible by Volkswagen America. You know what? I'm not going to do this.
Do it, Ira.
Volkswagen, safe happens. The program was produced by Raven and Pizzicane and myself, Blaine Cardoza, Shams of Tabriz and Flash Basbo. Our senior producer is Princess Peony. Glenn Ponder runs our website. Musical help from E.L. Wistie. WBBZ management oversight from our program comes from Tori Melatia, who stabbed me in the thigh with a chopstick and said,
"Now I think my dog might be a fake dog."